Simply Done, the podcast network.
Are you a Javajo now?
No, no, no.
Speaking of Javajos, where is, who's the dude? Who's the dude from before?
What do you mean?
The guy who's like, oh.
What do you mean?
The guy, the other guy who's always like, you didn't do it to me, I did it to you, he did it to me, I didn't do it to you.
Oh,
that guy.
Oh, Perry. Yeah,
that's the guy. Hey, Scaremaster. Hey, bud.
Don't talk to me.
I like your shirt, man. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be
center field. Perry, you seem a little wound up.
What's up, Chi-Town, my town, city of broken shoulders?
I'm thankful.
What are you thankful for?
You didn't touch me.
All right, let's stop. Let's be serious about this.
Oh, let's be serious about this. This tune right here is pretty serious.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don Barris.
Mole with sports.
Mole with sports? All right, Scary Perry with the news.
No, that never worked. We tried that a few times. It never worked.
And Scary Perry with some new news.
Do you understand that this is the beginning of the show? This is supposed to be the part that hooks people in. The first minute is
then
the
most important. Then I'm just Scary Perry.
Oh, terrible. Why are you in such a good mood?
I'm not in a good mood.
Will you?
I got this nitwit that likes to fuck with me.
I can't see because there's a bunch of roses between us.
I thank him for not touching me today.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
For what?
You didn't touch me today.
I never touched you, dude.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, please. I tried to keep you off me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, dog. More like
Look
it.
Look at you.
Keep me off him.
What is your problem? Seriously, what is your problem?
Problem? Let's see. Start with P. P is a prick. R. Ridiculous.
Good.
O. Obnoxious. B. Bitch. L, ludicrous. E
is even more than anyone that you adore. And
for M, he's minute.
Minute? What the fuck are you talking
his
about?
His newt. He's got a newt.
I just talked about mole and spelled it all out. P-R-O-B-L-E-M.
Okay, stop. Well, we are the Big 3, and this is the Big 3 Podcast. I'm Don Barris, this is Mole, and this is...
And I'm Scary Perry.
Yeah, we've already introduced you. You don't need to say that again. I was feeling a little silly saying it myself, and then you had to ruin it. Anyway, we were the stars of the hit movie, the cult classic movie.
We still
movie.
Are the stars of it.
When, I guess if you really put it down in
like
the
You
writing,
say like we're dead. Oh, this could be someone listening to us after we're dead. We were the stars.
No, we were. At one point, there was a movie out called Windy City Heat. We were the stars of that film. That's the reason I said we were the stars. Not that we are dead or anything like that. And we now have this podcast. It's We Hate Each Other. I like Mole. Mole, do you like me?
Yeah, you're one of my best friends, except for Scaremaster, who's my best friend.
And
I'm not your best friend. Get it through your
thank
thick skull.
You, but Dan,
you guys are my
trying
best.
To help you. He's trying to help your feelings so you don't get
Well,
hurt.
I want
to
hear this. What were you saying?
You guys are my best business friends. This guy over here, if it wasn't for him.
You're referring to me. They can't really see me.
I say this guy over here, meaning Don Barris. This guy over here, meaning Don Barris. If it wasn't for Don Barris pulling me out of the slump dog millionaire. I mean, shit, I should be a millionaire. But, I mean, the slump dog situation that I've been in. For the past, I don't know about 60, 70, 80 zillion years that gave me this film, Windy City Heat. And then when my mom passed and my family lost their print shop and I really had no job to even go to for the day, I kind of cried back for a little help from this guy over here again, Don Barris. And he says he will do anything and everything to help me not have to be in a bad situation.
I am a wonderful person.
What about me, Scaremaster?
You, all you know how to do is smoke dope and treat people like shit, man.
So I was just a bet? I was just a bet for you and your popular friends?
I can't believe the show is
I'm a bet, man.
Now, where's that joint you said you were going to give me yesterday? I mean, the day before. I mean, throw the fucking book at me again, I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Well, see, for some people, they don't know about this, but we started to record a best of show in case one day we can't make it. We throw in a new show that'll have the best of. We recorded some stuff. Well, Mole actually threw a book at Perry.
It nearly broke my nose.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Yeah, right. My nose ain't made out of rubber. Durr.
Got me that one.
Okay.
Well, what we are most known for is we're the podcast that originated this. We're the first to talk about pop culture and
our own personal lives.
That's it.
Absolutely.
So see, they don't talk about their lives. They only make me talk about mine.
No, I talk about mine. Numerous times I've talked about my life. I am kind of happy because we're going to try to talk about a new segment on the show. The bosses upstairs have been trying desperately to find some bit of entertainment from Perry, something that has been very hard to find. His movie time, terrible. Started out great, but you know the only time that I think it was good?
That one time when you did the thing about the movie?
Well, that's kind of a general statement. But
don't laugh at me, dude. You know what?
No, I'm laughing at the matter because it is kind of funny.
No, the only movie. Right. No, that's not when it was the best. The best segments that Perry did were the ones when he was reviewing all these gay movies.
Those gay films were disgusting.
They may have been disgusting, but it seemed like that was the only time that you did your research, because every other time...
Research?
Yeah,
you
well...
Say, I watched this movie numerous times. And
I would not...
Watch
it, I watched it once, and I gave it to you and Don.
But you knew everything about it, where the other movies, you just seemed like you're reading from the back of a box.
There's only one box that I read the back of.
No, that's bullshit.
And I saw the whole fucking movie.
Go back and listen to him if you don't believe us. Anyway, it did have a great theme song. Can we play that right now?
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
Now, that was a good theme song. It's too
great
bad.
Great theme song.
It is really too bad that you didn't have the material
Perry's
to back
movie
it up.
Perry's time.
Right, real quick.
Real quick, we're going to do this. What do you have to say?
Do you know?
Yeah, real quick.
Shut the fuck up.
No. See, it's taking a long time.
Do you know about my Uncle Salvador? You're going to say something real quick,
but then all of a sudden when you're saying something, it's taking forever.
My great Uncle Antonio Corsi.
And you're not saying it real quick.
Would you shut your fucking mouth?
Oh, I'm the one who's talking. And how come? Okay. All of a sudden, I'm the one who's talking.
Yeah, it does seem like Perry interrupted. Maybe we can get to your segment a little bit later.
Never the other way.
Can we just do what I was going to do before you interrupted me that I was giving the big build up to?
Go ahead.
Because we have a new segment. The bosses upstairs want to try something different. This is going to be the Scaremasters America. This is where Scary Perry will go to different events, and he'll come back, and he'll talk about it. This week, Perry went to the L.A. Porn Convention. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
It was fun. It was really fun. I saw everybody. Vicky Vixen... Rebecca.
All right. So far, terrible bit.
Spent a lot of money there.
How much money?
Almost $200.
So that's almost like a third of what you spent to get someone to write a rap song for you.
Did they write you any rap lyrics?
Oh, God.
Who was the best porn person that you got to make love to?
God. Vicky was one. Rebecca
was one. You
made
love to these two? Whoa.
I've done Vicky at a club here in the Valley.
What was that like?
It's
almost like Guy Talk Early Edition.
Well,
let's just jump right into it.
See, I just don't
Wait a minute. You want to do that? Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. We're interrupting this new segment, the Scaremasters America.
We're not interrupting it.
I'm just saying we're going back to it. But right now, it's just three guys sitting around talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh yeah, it's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Well, kind of going from talking about the porn convention into guy talk. Vicky Vixen was one of the girls that I had sex with at...
what year was this?
This club. The year that I had sex with her?
That's probably a good thing to think about.
Let's see. I moved out of there in I'm trying to remember when I moved away from there. Okay.
About 96. Jesus.
About 96.
And it was at a club? It was like at a sex club?
A strip joint. Yeah.
A strip joint. So what do you mean? What kind of love did you make out of? Did you hand rape her? I mean, did she hand rape you? I mean...
She sat on my lap, a little lap dance at first. Then I pulled out my condom, I put it on, and we had sex.
And then you did intercoursing with her?
How much did that cost you?
$300
to do intercoursing with her?
You were at a strip club, and you had intercourse with her for $300.
Mm-hmm.
And then how much do you tip on that?
I don't tip on that.
Let me ask you this. Do you think she liked it at all?
Of course.
Really? Why?
What do you mean, why?
He was a young Scaremaster.
Yeah. That was right around the time that I first moved over to where I live now.
Oh, yeah. So you had just gotten into the place on 7722.
Yeah, I just got into the place. Receipt of
Boulevard, apartment number 102.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you just got to a new place. I'm not going to say the address. But I think people know where we're talking about.
Yeah, everybody knows where I live.
Where, Scaremaster?
Tell them where you live.
They already knew, and I'm not going to mention it.
Okay. You know what? It might be
so
good.
You're like, hey, I got this hot new pad. I'm a hot dude. I got $300 burning hole in my pocket. No tip.
No, it's not like that.
Do some club intercourse.
It's not like that.
Did you buy drinks there also that night?
God.
So you dropped about $500 there that night.
I did Vicky.
When did you have that
money? Wait a minute, you did more than one girl that night?
No. The very first girl that I did there was Victoria Givens.
And how much was that?
That was $100. Okay. I came back another night, met Vicky, went into another closed, curtained off lap dance room, and she gave me a lap dance, and then I says, let's have sex. And on went the condom, and boom, we started fucking. Two songs later, I shot a nut, and
I swear, it's like 50 Shades of Grey.
Better.
It's better than 50 Shades of Grey.
You should write one of those books, dude.
Why would I want to write one of them
because
books?
Because you have such really a flair sexy. Of the language.
It goes
to
like this. If
stuff.
See, my cousins and I were talking about if I'm going to write a book about all the
exploits,
the street hookers in the valley. Yeah. I could tell you where they all used to walk.
Where do they walk, Scaremaster?
Wait a minute. May I interrupt real quick?
Shoot.
I think that is the greatest idea I've ever heard. And you know what? We're going to help you. I want you to start writing like little stories about sexual conquest that you've had.
About all the hookers in the valley?
Absolutely. And you talk about them, if you remember names, talk about this, and we'll start reading them here.
Oh, well, fuck it.
Can you do that?
I just tell you one right now?
Yeah, let's have one. Let's just
No. Like he just said, let's have one. I'll give you one.
I say let's talk about it later, but
I'm being outvoted. You're going to get one.
I think there's going to be a lot of them.
When I first got thrown out of the house with my ex-wife, and she
said, you choked her and lifted her up against her rib cage.
Because she didn't put oregano when she was making sauteed mushrooms.
Right, okay.
And she had
Italian,
it coming.
If you want sauteed mushrooms,
she had it coming. Boom.
Oregano in there.
Okay, now let's go over to my new place in Canoga Park.
We're there at 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Wrong place.
Wrong place?
At 7050 Alabama Avenue.
I don't remember that. Okay, go on.
That was when you first met me.
Oh, Alabama Avenue. I remember
in Canoga Park. Yeah. The little apartment that was underneath the staircase.
You never invited me there.
Well, because we never were that close like we are now.
Does that mean that you would invite us now?
To that apartment?
No. to your apartment now because he said you didn't know as
no.
well as you
Let's
do
cruise
know.
There after this.
Yeah, I
no.
think that's a
Let's
great
cruise
idea.
There.
All what? Right, so you're living underneath.
So
in this
I'm living
apartment.
Underneath the staircase.
Dudley is just being a bore.
All right. And there's this girl walking up and down Sherman Way. All right. You know, she's.
Now, have you had sex since your wife at this point?
Yes. One, two.
Okay, then go on. Pick it up.
Yeah.
I thought this might be the first girl. Go
no.
ahead.
You lived under the stairs because somebody killed your mom.
No, stupid.
They didn't know
Shut
you were
up.
A wizard.
God, you're a fucking idiot. All right. Now, I've got the studio apartment that's underneath the staircase in Canoga Park. And I meet this girl that's walking up and down Sherman Way.
Hagrid.
Not really. I'm in my truck driving down the street. She's thumbing for a ride. I pick her up.
Uh-huh.
Her nickname...
was Cunt.
No, it was Shorty.
Why? Because she was a child?
She was a short chick, and she was cute, and she used to always... she was known as Shorty on the streets.
On the streets?
Yeah, on the streets, because she was a streetwalker.
Oh, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Continue on.
And picked her up. We had sex two or three times. And
how old was she?
I think in her early 20s.
Shorty was 40.
No, Shorty wasn't 40. Shorty was in her late teens, early 20s. First time with her was 20. And then it was like every time she wanted a rock of cocaine, it was like 20 or 40, you know, two for 40.
2 for 40 for Shorty? Were you like, Lordy, Lordy?
Then when the bitch kept going to jail, she kept calling me from Civil Bran, the female jail over by the from the fire training center near USC. If you know kind of where I'm talking.
No, not at
okay.
all.
Or there used to be a jail called Civil Bran.
Okay. Anyway, she called you from jail.
She called me from jail, and she was yelling like a fucking banshee from hell, telling me to buy her some shoes. I go over to...
Was this when you were doing cocaine?
Yeah.
Okay, so did Richard Heaney know her too?
I didn't know Richard
Oh Dunn. My God, hold on a second. So you Richard were smoking rock cocaine with Shorty, the streetwalk in San Fernando Valley hooker, getting her bailed out of jail so that she can get 2 for 40 for Shorty. You were going, Lordy, Lordy, and how don't you have HIV? That's why you have HIV.
Have HIV.
You were making love on and smoking rock cocaine.
Oh, fuck you.
With the San Fernando streetwalker
named
Shorty.
Single thing adds up
Let's
to you having HIV.
Let's add this to the fucking picture, douchebag. Condoms. I wouldn't fuck anybody in the street without a condom.
What if you could fuck me?
God, you're gay. Get
and
the fuck out of
Randy
here.
And even Randy Callahan, you didn't use a condom.
I didn't fuck Randy Callahan,
yeah, but
faggot.
You know, he could have had things in his mouth, though.
You know, and that was so long ago, and I've been tested so many times.
How long ago was it?
I'm just saying, this
Over
behavior,
20 fucking
man.
Years. You
this
guys,
behavior.
You guys are disgusting.
But
and
the
all
behavior.
You want are guys.
But the behavior.
All you want me to do is be with guys.
No, we
fuck
don't.
You.
I just want you to be safe.
You're a faggot.
Why can't
you're
you find
a
nice
addict.
Lady?
I'm not a faggot.
Why can't you find a
Why
nice
would you
lady?
Say that?
I got nice ladies.
Who?
What about Terry Espruzzo?
Terry Espruzzo's got a
up.
Boyfriend.
You messed that up.
She's got a rich fucking boyfriend.
She's the love of your life.
Is she no longer Terry Espruzzo then, or is she married?
She's not married.
She's not married, and he could get out of the picture like that.
I'm out of the picture like
no,
that.
No, he can. The other guy.
Well, the other guy should get out of the picture like that. But
do you ever call her?
Yeah, I tried to talk to her.
And what does she say?
She keeps telling me that she's busy or that she's... either on the phone or she's going to dinner with her boyfriend.
Let's get the guy.
Which,
let's
was,
get...
the, which was the last phone call.
Let's see if they'll come on the podcast.
Did you see that video of her singing?
Yes, I
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I did.
Blue skies shining at me. Nothing but blue skies. I jerked
yeah,
the chairmaster off my feet.
That was a long time ago.
Why did she do that?
What, the song?
Yeah.
She was singing for the fucking Orange County.
No one knew that, though.
All right, we
you
gotta,
see a big fucking billboard.
Right, Perry, we got to finish guy talk. Come on, guys. Let's get back to this. So what happened with this girl?
Shorty, I separated from the fucking whore. For all I know, she could be dead too because of all the crap that was going on back in those days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a lot of street walking killings and stuff.
You made out with her a lot.
Did you kiss her a lot? Shorty and I
tongue kiss constantly. She had sores in her mouth from smoking raw cocaine. You both would make out.
What do you know? You weren't even there. Everybody knows
about you and Shorty. That was immortalized in that Billy Joel song.
Oh, God, you're a fucking freak.
Heavy and Shorty were the top of the 40, and they, lordy, lordy, they smoked a lot of crack. Boom, boom.
All right, so Perry.
Yeah.
Is that the end?
More or less.
Okay. Before we close out Guy Talk, I really think that that should be something you do every week, a new story that you bring, and then each time you write this story, you'll be able to put it into a book, okay. And that'll be a hot fucking book.
Okay.
All right, so you'll write it out. You'll bring it here every week. I want you to write that one out, too, so we can have that in the book.
Okay.
All right, and that was today's Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Ooh.
Well, it is time for our Cookie Caramello update.
Play the drums. Is he still alive?
Shut up!
Oh, you got to read the thing about it.
Yeah. Now, if you don't know, Sonny Cookie
Caramello
is Perry's father. Now, Cookie was in the Navy. He served two tours of duty. Do you remember which tours of duty he served?
World War One and World War...
Not World War One, retard.
French World Indian War. II. World War Two and...
World War Two and the Korean conflict.
Right. Cookie Caramello was a leader in the fight long before the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy came into play.
He was the best cook on the USS Iowa.
Yeah, That's right. Yes, he was. They said mix.
Right now that boat's sitting out there in San Pedro.
Yeah.
Then, on February 6th, doctor said, we're pulling the plug.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Perry, is Cookie Caramello still with us?
Let me tell you
something. He just said, yeah, before you did that whole thing when you were telling.
Okay, stop.
Now,
is he alive?
Of course he's kicking and ticking.
He's kicking and ticking.
Now,
he said that already.
Now, there's a new subject and a new family member that I hardly even bring up. But there's
I want to talk about a little bit, though, that's pretty interesting.
What's that?
Is a little guy who... Who got Caravelli going at that catalog?
Oh, you're talking about Antonio? Is that the
catalog?
Guy?
Antonio Corsi?
Yes. Great Uncle Antonio Corsi.
Well, you're becoming closer and closer to this guy.
Well, because...
Just last week, you didn't even say his name right.
Yeah, I know. Because my...
Here's what I want to know about Antonio Corsi is...
Because I was asking my...
What is the deal with...
What's the deal with what?
Let me say it. I kept
if
calling.
He's like a model.
He's the
what
the
is
original.
He's a.
All right,
Antonio Corsi. Antonio Corsi was the guy who's like, throw me the football, Mamma Mia.
Wrong.
I'll eat the pasta pizza. They go,
by
hey,
the way,
wrong.
Catch the football, make it a meatball in the spin.
Wrong.
All right, hold on. A new rule. No more smoking the peace pipe before the show. That's way too... Do you agree?
All right. Yeah, because he's too fucked up. Thank you. Antonio Corsi.
And I'll tell you who's smoking the peace pipe before the show, okay?
Mole.
This guy.
Don.
And Vince. I'm sorry, Vince.
Why bring Vince into this?
Look.
He's done nothing. Okay, go ahead,
Antonio
Perry.
Corsi was the
Antonio
first...
Antonio Corsi was a good guy. I mean, if you're going to talk about guys, he was the guy... You know, he's the first
he
guy...
He was the first
said,
male
can
model.
I get,
supermodel.
He's the first male supermodel, but he's also the first guy who got vanilla and chocolate mixed soft serve together.
What?
I did not know that. He was the first supermodel. What's the percentage of gay guys that are in the
He
model?
Was not gay.
He invented throwing up. He invented...
Antonio Corsi was not gay.
You know that for a fact.
Know that for a fact. Yes, I do.
It runs in your family, though.
It's well, what runs in my family.
Your grandfather, your
dad.
My
father was not gay. My grandfather was not gay.
No.
I'm not gay.
You can
sick.
Happy gay. Happy gay.
Happy gay is one thing.
Experimented.
And you, Antonio, of course.
I did not experiment. I was in trouble.
All right. Then all you got to say is no, he wasn't gay. Why do you got to bring up this big fucking story? As far as you know, he's not gay. Is that's how you should say it.
Exactly.
All right, then say it that way.
Thank you.
Say it that way.
I already did.
No, you didn't. I did.
Okay, you did.
Antonio, of course, he invented eating a bunch of stuff and throwing it up. He would boot and rally.
Shut up, you lying prick.
You don't think models do that now? You don't think Shorty did that?
My great uncle was a male fitness model. And he was also...
Yeah.
Was also best friends with Rudolph Valentino, whose picture is on the outside wall of the Hollywood High School. God, you're too fucked up.
This is a great part of the show. This is one of my favorite parts because this is where we get a chance to hear from the fans, the people out there that enjoy what we do here. It's time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard this segment before, this is where you, the listener, can join in the fun here by sending us $10, and then you get a shout-out. Now, that's $10, no checks, no money orders, straight cash, homie, and you send that to shout-outs, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. I got to tell you a little problem that we've been having. We're going to be having a donation drive real soon, and the ultimate prize is going to be something very special. Now, you have to remember this. Have you ever listened to a podcast that has dissected a subject more than a show like ours? Can you name a podcast? Think about this. That one day that you spent getting into show business 20 years ago, we have dissected in so many different ways. We have not left a stone unturned.
I would agree.
All right. And we need some money. We really do. And one of the ways you can do that is through our $10
shout-out.
Oh, you're
right. We do need money. You know what? I got to talk to you guys about money. That totally reminds me. What is going on with money?
All I'm doing is paying to keep things going, you know, to buy new wires, to do this, to do that. And Perry is constantly asking for money.
What else can I do when I work a job and I'm really not getting paid?
We gave you a big check recently, $100 cash.
That was a big show that I did recently.
Right. Okay. Well,
I should have made way more than that.
Okay. Well,
yeah, $100 is pretty low.
Okay, guys, I can't talk about that.
$100
Thank you for finally getting on my side, Scaremaster.
Believe that bullshit. Only $100 That cheap motherfucker.
Thank you for finally getting on my side.
Let's attack him. Let's attack his ass. Let's find that wallet and find out how much cash he's really got.
Oh, you're gonna steal my wallet again?
Oh, oh, oh!
So one of the ways you can help us out is you're gonna give us a $10 shout out where you get to give a shout out. You could go through our PayPal and just make a donation of anything.
That's
$5.
What they should do.
You can check out our website and click on the PayPal and it'll go right there. And the other thing that we're doing is we're looking for $100 donations. This is where we'll send you something, a prize of some kind. We did this at the Big Three podcast. Now the person that donates the most money, just like we had at the Big Three holiday show, we're going to give a special prize, including the prize of all prizes. We have a jacket here. Not only was this jacket worn by the Scaremaster himself at the Big Three holiday show, he also wore that same leather jacket in the hit film, the cult classic Windy City Heat. But even bigger than that, he was wearing that jacket the day he got into show business, or the Randy Callahan thing.
Okay.
This prize alone is something any Big Three fan will go out of their minds for. The jacket the Scaremaster has worn. You wore that jacket in all three of those events.
Yes.
I spoke to.
Yes.
It has been certified by DiGiuliano and Company of
what?
Chicago.
That's not the Chicago jacket. That's the jacket from here.
You know what I mean?
Whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, to keep this show going, a show that talks about pop culture and our own personal lives, and we're the first to do it. So we need your donations to keep it going. And as I said before, one of the ways to do it is with our $10 shout-outs. So let's look at some of these $10 shout-outs today. Oh, shit. Okay, Mo, why don't you start us out?
$10 shout-outs are a great way to get in touch with us and just let us know what's going on. Here's a $10 shout-out now from Boards and Bowlers. And Hort... Oh, they're from... Hoxditch, London, and Kidney Street in Hoxditch, London. My dear Mr. Caramello, my name is Oliver Cromwell, and I am the owner of Boards and Bowlers, London's premier skateboard and bowler hat emporium. Owing to the extensive London-wide Perry Gay stickering campaign by members of the Sweet Feathery Jesus podcast and the positioning of one of the aforementioned stickers on the Queen's carriage during the recent Jubilee celebrations, you have become quite well known in London town. Whilst the Caramello name is riding high on this wave of publicity, we would like to enter into a deal for the exclusive rights to sell Scary Perry skateboards in the United Kingdom. Because all your boards are 100% Canadian, we can exploit a Commonwealth trade tax loophole. That means that we will both actually make money for every skateboard imported into Britain, whether we sell them or not. Scaremaster. Okay. We would like you to bring a few boards with you and, of course, your passport and travel to London next weekend to launch the Scary Perry range in our flagship Horditch store. We've booked you a first-class return trip on Concord John Wayne Airport to London Heathrow, and you will be staying at the Herald Shipman. Whoa. What? Whoa.
Yeah, like I got a passport. Wait.
And you will be staying in the Herald Shipman Suite at London's famous Savoy Hotel. All expenses paid, of course. We have set up a publicity stunt for the launch where you will jump over Tower Bridge on one of your skateboards. If this is not possible due to your supposed neck injuries, please let us know in advance and we'll get some other fat beastered dressed in a bin bag to do it. We have forwarded the e-tickets and details to Mr. Dan Barnes, and we look forward to making your acquaintance next weekend. I cannot wait to show you around my city, and especially look forward to taking you up the Gherkin. And maybe that's the river there. Okay. Sincerely yours, Ollie Cromwell, Boards and Bowlers. Oh, look, there's the sticker on the Queen's carriage at her Jubilee.
Number one.
It does have one of the Perry's Gay stickers on the Queen's carriage. That's really cool.
Let me see it.
No.
Why?
Why do you want to see it? Because it just takes up time. It's whatever. Your fucking sticker. There's the Queen's carriage. There's your fucking sticker.
Gay. Yeah, the gay thing.
Yeah. So that's okay. Cool. That's good.
That's a good place where they put it, though, Scaremaster.
Whatever.
Of all places to put it, though. See the Queen jump out of the plane?
That was awesome. That was fucking awesome.
I can't believe she
did
that.
Doing the James Bond. She's now a new Bond girl.
Yeah.
She's not a Bond girl.
Well, for the bit that they did.
She's only going to do that once. She's not going to do it for a movie.
They're going to probably use that piece for a film.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Well, you might be right. All right, let's move on. This comes from the local drug search, Homestead Road, Santa Clara, California. Dear Big Three, I, like all true Americans, have been in mourning since I learned of the assassinations of terrifying Tim Perpetic. Not since JFK's death has there been such grief and hopelessness felt by my fellow Americans. But I ask you, Big Three, what is the real cause of Tim's untimely death? We know that in the past year, Perry Caramello...
Caravello.
Okay, it says Caramello here.
Well, you know my last name.
Okay, I'm just reading what it says, Perry. God, stop yelling at me. All right. We know that in the past year, Perry Caramello killed Nathaniel, a helpless child.
I didn't kill anybody.
Come on, Scaremaster. The sooner you admit, the sooner you can get forgiveness.
Yeah, I killed Nathaniel.
Thank you.
I killed
Move
the
on.
Fucking guys in Colorado.
Did you really?
That. Don't say that, dude.
It's not even
I killed
fun.
The guys in New York. I killed the guys at the beach.
Okay, Perry.
Page, next
Perry.
Page.
Well, continue. He continues
Who are the guys at the beach?
All right, let me just read this. But who are the guys on the beach?
This your friend in Big Bear? Because you did kill him.
Oh, God.
Sort of.
Whatever.
Let me move on.
Go on.
All right. You killed Nathaniel, a helpless child. You pulled the plug on your father, Cookie.
He's not dead.
You were the last man to see your partner, Eric, alive after spending a romantic weekend together at a secluded cabin.
Weekend.
That's what it says here. All I'm doing is reading what it says.
I don't care what it says, but it was not a romantic weekend. It was a business weekend.
I believe all these events were mere trial runs for Perry before he assassinated an American icon. Outside of Al-Qaeda, no person on earth hates America more or wanted terrifying did more than Perry does.
Kill that son of a bitch.
Don't Perry, say this that, doesn't look good. Don't say it, man.
Doesn't look good for you. I do not yet have proof that Perry assassinated terrifying Tim, and he underlined yet. But I ask you, Mr. Caramello, what proof do you have that you were not, and that's underlined, Tim's murderer? Mournfully yours, Mike.
How could I be involved in a plane that crashes in the Japanese sea?
I don't know.
I rest my case.
Well, it's not really resting your case. You didn't give any evidence that you didn't.
You just basically asked,
how could you? That's what we were asking in the first place.
How can I be involved with a plane that crashes Japanese sea?
That's what we want to know. That's exactly.
I wasn't there.
That's what I want to know.
I didn't do it.
No, really? Okay.
It's not a fucking model airplane that ran out of gas out in the middle of the Japanese Sea of Japan. You know, remember those old Cox airplanes that we used to fly when we were kids?
Okay, Perry.
I had a purple dune buggy.
You had a purple dune buggy.
Let's move on.
Man.
Shut up! Perry, stop. Both you guys. We're really running behind.
The gas thing.
Okay, yeah, right. Come on. Let's just read the letter. Here we go.
Dear Danimal, I have some disturbing evidence to present. The son of Sam killer, David Berkowitz, took orders from a dog to murder people.
What?
Apparently, David Berkowitz was a Javajo, and as you know, Javajos pray to dogs. If my suspicions are true, Perry is in the association rank of the Javajo cult and must prove himself worthy to the Javajo dog gods by offering human lives as sacrifices. I think this may explain the motives to the murders of Nathaniel, Eric, and others, possibly even Sam Kinison.
What?
Please, Danimal, take this as a warning and watch your backs around Perry. If you ever need to testify in court against Perry, I will. The Javajo cult is a danger.
Jehovah's Witnesses are not a cult.
To society and must be purged. Your Facebook friend and fan, Dustin Hedberg. P.S. Hook Perry up to a lie detector. We need answers.
That means I delete Dustin from my Facebook account.
Why?
Because he's an asshole.
Oh, he didn't raise anything interesting. He raised no interesting points.
I'm deleting a lot of my...
Perry, don't do
I'm
that.
I'm deleting
These
a
are
lot
fans.
Of people because they're losers!
What did they
losers!
Do?
Losers!
What did they do?
I got over 5,000
right, here's what I say. All right, here's what we do. Next week, you come in with a list of rules. You don't delete anybody. But once you read those rules and once it's on the air, anybody that breaks those rules, that's when you delete them. Because they don't know what they can say or can't say. You're cutting someone's head off right now because of the fact they came up and they asked questions that I think everybody wants to know. Is that fair, Mole?
Nothing's fair, really. The whole damn game is rigged.
Okay.
You got it.
I don't know why you're so emotional.
I'll tell you why I'm emotional. I got a right to be put upon because my people have been persecuted. $100 for that show? I think Scaramash is getting ripped off, and he's my hero.
I agree with you, pal. Thank you.
All right, let's read on to the next letter. Dear Big Three, I'm Petty Officer Third Class Jason Schrift, and I'm attached to Navy SEAL Delivery Vehicle Team 1, and the information I'm about to inform you of is highly confidential and should be safeguarded with your life. All right.
You got it.
We were deployed on a search and rescue mission from United States Fleet Activities Base in Sasebo, Japan, under the leadership of Master Chief Harwell. After weeks of negative findings, we came upon two survivors that had strapped themselves to what we found to be terrifying Tim's skateboards.
What? Oh, no. It's him. Is he alive? Is it him?
It's not him. Okay, let me read on. Later, through Japanese interpreters, we found out that they did come from the same flight that businessman, American hero skateboard enthusiast Terrifying Tim was on.
What a crock of shit.
They told the story of how the plane had been shot down, but acting quickly like a hero would, So he stood up. He tried to calm everyone down. They both identified the hero as Terrifying Tim, who in three different languages told everyone that they were in God's hands. He continued to say prayers until the plane crashed.
Oh my God. He could do it all.
Okay, let me read.
How could somebody write this?
I'll explain it to you in a second. Oh my God. Let me just finish the letter, okay?
What a crock of shit.
Let me finish the letter. They went on to say that after the crash, things were a little blurry, but when they regained consciousness, they saw what they thought was a rescue boat dragging one identifiable man out of the sea.
Bullshit.
Once this man was aboard, someone on the boat opened fire, killing 90% of the people floating in the water.
Bullshit.
The Navy has no official word as of yet, but what is seeming most likely happened is that the Taliban shot down the plane and kidnapped Terrifying Tim.
Bullshit.
I know that I can get in a lot of trouble for releasing this information, but I also know how important Tim was to the Big Three podcast. Big
Bullshit.
Three.
Bullshit.
Third Class Petty Officer Jason Schrift.
It's a big lie.
I agree with Scaremaster.
It's bullshit.
It is, Dan. He is still alive. He is still alive. This is a bunch of BS. And the BS is believe Scaremaster, because there's no way it's terrifying. There's no way. No way.
There's no way some scumbag could write a fucking letter like this about Terrifying Tim.
Okay, this is a guy that's on that. He was on the search and rescue mission. He was the guy that saw them.
Yeah, well, he didn't search good enough.
They couldn't find anything.
Okay, then, all right. You know that for a fact.
Yeah, you know that for a fact. I sure the fuck do. Go on the internet and look it up.
All right, he just said it's a secretive thing.
A secretive thing?
If the Taliban...
Go to Google, excuse me.
Okay, the United States government's going to let this out. You're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your fucking mind. This is jealousy over Terrifying Tim.
Jealousy?
1,000% that's what this is. Oh, because he was the guy that was successful in the skateboard industry.
Oh,
because he gave rock and roll tours and bought a bus.
Right.
Everything that he did, you hated about him.
Because he wanted to be me.
Okay, maybe he did.
He wanted to be me. Everything that I did is what he tried copying.
Everything I did, he tried copying. Yes,
my skateboarding career, numero uno.
Flip the script. You bit his style with your jacket, which was a rip-off of his plastic bag look.
Oh, fuck you, you cocksucker.
The hat? You wore his hat. You started wearing his hat.
No, Perry, let me, Perry.
I'm older than
Perry,
he is,
Perry,
one.
Let me throw this
anything.
At him. No, I think that you're wrong here.
Look like him to look young.
I think that you're wrong here, Mole. I think that Perry did come up with the jacket first. I think that Terrifying Tim took Perry's look.
Actually,
I'm going to have to side with you on this one, Scaremaster.
Marlon Brando started it.
Ah, he did the garbage bag first?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here's another letter.
The movie The Wild One, his very first hit movie.
We're going to be a wild one.
I do want to say one thing that makes me feel very good, because I was starting to think that's it. There's no more hope. But at least this leaves the door open just a little bit. The Terrifying Tim is still with us.
This is from the Department of Homeland Security, the secret Hollywood studio. Wow, interesting. Dearest Big Three, we don't wish to alarm you necessarily, but there have been multiple reports of a suspicious adult male who frequents the area near your secret location. Witnesses claim he is a greasy, homeless vagabond, but we suspect this is a disguise for a terrorist sleeper agent. Oh my God. He is usually wearing a garbage bag and smells of rank unwashed bodily excretions. His slow loping gait and wild hand gestures make him appear to be either heavily drugged or extremely stupid. He vocalizes with guttural ape noises or high-pitched squeals, depending on his mood, which is almost always sour and unprofessional. What? It is said that he hates America and worships some sort of canine deity, but as of yet, we cannot confirm or deny these rumors. Though this is not a typical terrorist profile, what concerns us is the massive bomb-shaped bag that he straps below his extensive gut. When our charter was made, fanny packs, as they are called, were small, unassuming bags that gay European men would wear because their banana hammock bathing suits had no pockets. We never imagined these fanny packs would grow to such unimaginable size and be such a potential threat to the United States of America. Due to budget cuts, we cannot investigate this matter. Therefore, with the powers invested in me, I hereby deputize Walter Malinsky, awesome, Dan Barney, awesome, cool, and Perry Caramello into the Junior Homeboy Security Squad. You now have the authority and jurisdiction over any suspicious fanny packs in the Hollywood area. You may encounter some resistance from suspects, but we ask that you subdue them with minimal violence and secure the pack until it can be declared safe and free of explosives. We realize that most fanny packs will only contain such innocuous but embarrassing items as sexual lubricants, penis hardening supplements, hair growth formula, and testicular wrinkle remover. But the security of the whole nation is far more important than avoiding the embarrassment of one citizen. Be strong, gentlemen, and Godspeed. If you find anything suspicious, just pick up a telephone and just speak into the dial tone. Don't worry, we'll hear you. Best regards, Agent Tom Harding.
Wow.
What's that all about?
They're checking fanny packs, Scaremaster. Bring it over.
Get the fuck out
They're checking fanny packs.
I'm not bringing nothing
they
over.
They just said they're checking fanny packs.
He's not going to let you see inside his pants.
You already know what's in my fucking bag, you faggot.
We'll find out. All right, I've got another one here.
God damn.
Let me get to this next letter, please.
So long.
Dear Big Three, I'm a professional computer hacker that has been hired by Fortune 500 companies to hack into competitors' computers. My reputation has been so good, I've also been hired to work for the United States government for top secret jobs that is considered confidential, and I'm not allowed to mention on this $10 shout-out. My show business connection is that I was hired as a consultant on the film The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, but what I live for is the Big Three podcast. I like this guy already.
Does he want to hack into our computers?
I love everything about the podcast. I love everything about Windy City Heat the movie, and I even used to like Perry. However,
used to.
Yeah, okay, let me read this, and I see what he's talking about here. However, when he called Mary Jane the name that he called her on last week's podcast, that was the end of any respect I had for this rotten piece of Italian gristle shit. Mary Jane is everything that a classy, beautiful, perfect woman should be, and Perry should consider himself lucky to have her even look at him. So when I heard that you were looking for someone to hack into Perry's bank account, I knew it was time for me to step up and offer my services.
Perry, what?
Oh, that's right, because we had asked last week for someone to check into the bank account.
Keep reading.
Perry Banks at Chase Bank, and it seems that he did make a deposit that cleared on July 6th for $973.98. So here's proof
what?
That he ripped Mole off.
What?
What?
What? What? That's not $100. Scaremaster, that's not $100.
That's not. Give me this fucking letter.
That's not $100.
One.
Let me finish reading it and then I'll let you.
How the fuck does he know where I bank? How the fuck does. Jesus
Christ. Do you bank at Chase Bank?
Yeah, I should bank for Chase.
Well, then I guess he found out that.
He Scaremaster.
Did he work for Chase?
Hey, look over
He's
here.
He's a professional computer hacker.
Why don't you look over at me, dude?
I'm looking at you.
Let me finish this letter. Okay. So here's the proof that he did rip Mole off. Ever since I saw the video where he stole money from Don's wallet, I knew that he was nothing more than a low-level moronic Italian criminal. You see the look... You see the same look that Perry had when he got caught in the eyes of all low-level moronic criminals. If you need me to hack into his bank account and clear it out, I'd be happy to help out, but we should do it quickly. You may have bought into the Perry getting a new fortune because of the money he'll be receiving.
Fortune?
Let me finish reading. You may have bought into Perry getting this new fortune because of the money that he'll be receiving from suing Judge George. Who's that? Who's Judge George?
Chief Justice George?
What?
Ex-California State Chief Justice.
Oh, and you're suing him?
Damn right.
You're suing a judge.
You're damn right.
Okay, it goes on to say,
oh my God.
If you're thinking it's best to wait for the money to be deposited, don't wait. I've seen millions of these court cases where someone tries to sue a judge, and it always starts out the same, where they start throwing out plaintiff's motions out of court. Perry's case has had every motion thrown out of court, and the last one was just last week. If you ever need my help, I'm there for you. Big Three, Hugh A. Craig, the third. Wow.
I want to talk to you outside right now.
What do you mean?
No, I'll go outside.
Just what I said.
I'll go outside. You guys stay here. I need to cool off. I'm really upset.
What are you mad at?
I think everybody knows.
Yeah, I do.
What?
How dare you?
What?
Announce how much money
I was reading this letter deposited
in my bank account.
I was reading
this. How dare you?
I had no idea.
I don't fucking care what that motherfucking letter says. You got to read it out fucking loud like a fucking cocksucker.
I'm confused in what you're talking about.
What do you mean you're confused in what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking
about. No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking
about.
You
know exactly what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
He will know.
I can't hear you.
He will know.
About what?
The money.
What money are you talking about?
From the show.
Did you rip him off?
Are you our boss?
You
are you our boss?
What does that mean?
Did you not write us checks?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you not our boss?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Mole, come back in here.
You're not our boss.
Mole! Shh. Just be cool. Everything's fine.
Hey, did I square that up? I square that away? What happened?
Yeah,
I
asked him.
It's not squared off.
It seems like he was trying to say something
sabotaged.
Crazy. You sabotage me. You're trying to blame me.
I'm blaming you. You're our boss.
You're the guy that...
You are our boss.
I didn't put 900...
You
in,
are
what is it?
Our boss.
I didn't put $973.98 in my bank account.
You gave him cash.
I gave you cash. $100.
Right.
Right.
What's that bullshit?
I have no idea.
That's
this
a
must
fucking
be the money.
Lie.
So you did not... Make
no,
it.
I did not get this fucking check.
You see, swear.
Well, then,
mother,
well, then where did you get the money to make the deposit?
That's a fucking lie.
That's a lie?
She's swearing cricket?
Yes.
Swearing your mom?
Yes.
What?
Yes. They're both dead.
You swearing your dad?
He's not.
You swearing him?
No.
Why not?
He's not dead.
I know, but if you're telling the truth, what does it matter?
All right, here's the deal. You made a deposit.
You make it so tough to
believe. $100. I made $100. He made $100, and that letter's a lie.
Yes, but you did deposit $960, clearly.
$973.98.
Yeah, so you deposited that. And where did that
check do you, how do you, how does this guy know this?
Because he
has
hacked
no reason to lie.
He's a professional computer hacker.
He's a crock of shit.
All right. Did you make a deposit there?
I make deposits at Chase.
Did you make a deposit for $973.98?
Where did it come from? If it
on, what on what day?
It says it cleared on July 6th. So you're thinking the holiday.
July 6th.
So
before July 6th. But Scaremaster, if it didn't come from that show, where did that money come from?
It didn't happen. It's a
lie. No, it did come.
So you wouldn't mind bringing in your bank papers?
I'm not bringing in my bank papers. Well, show me your bank papers. Show me the fact that you wrote me a check for $973.98.
I wrote you a check.
You damn right you did.
Why would I do that?
Because you're my boss.
So that's where the money came from? Dan wrote it?
That's a lie.
It's
that's
his,
an outright
lie.
Said.
It's from his account.
Why is he saying that?
Well, why is he reading this letter if it's not true?
Why is he roping you into this, Dan? What's he trying to do to you, buddy?
I have no idea. I've
you're
never done
anything.
You're
the boss that wrote
all right.
the check.
I gave you $100 cash, and now you're trying to say that I gave you a check for $973.98?
Well, if this guy says that I deposited that kind of money in the
let
bank
me just
account.
Hey, don't look at Dan for a second. Just look at me for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Italians are great liars.
So are Polacks. That's why all those jokes were made about Polacks.
If men have 17 tells, pantomimes. We don't have 20. Men have 17. But if you know them, like you know your own face, you can tell when someone's lying every time. My father was the world heavyweight champion.
Of lying?
Of Sicilian liars. Now
you
don't want to tell me anything, but you're telling me everything. Because we're talking real money now.
We're talking serious money. We're talking the mojo. Mojo dojo.
Look at him.
I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at you. Without those sunglasses on. Take those motherfuckers off. Take them off!
We're talking about a lot of money that you stole from me.
I didn't steal a dime from you.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get in touch with Jim and Andrew, the VIP guys. Because I suspect something was going on in that bed that day.
Nothing went on in that fucking bed that day.
Then how'd
oh,
you
here's
make
another
it
a- $10 shout out. It says, "Big." Oh, it's really long. It's, read this letter. Stop to the lie. The page has been telling you. It says he and that Randy Callahan sold his love story to writer John Lee Hancock. Turned into the movie Perfect World that made $135 million worldwide. Perry's been keeping it from us. It's about young, handsome Robert Butch Hayes, Kevin Costner, inspired by Randy Callahan. They go on a magic road trip with a naive Javajo boy named Philip Buzz Perry. And Perry was even, his name was in it.
What the?
He lets him break loose from the impressive chains of the Javajo and their merciless dog god and try new tricks like trick-or-treating, taking showers with men. And they love each other.
Hey, faggot.
In the in child faggot. Pornography. I don't want to give any more since I want everyone to see the symbolism of Butch and Buzz head on through. I assure you, Perry, I was big break in Hollywood long before the big three. I think it's only fair that Perry shares some of his residuals of that movie with Dan and
what residuals?
I plan to write another report on the symbolism of Perry's most recent script that got picked up in his non-theaters Magic Mike. That's Keep Up the Great Work from Bart.
Whoa.
What residuals?
From the Randy Callahan story that you sold and ended up being a Kevin
what
Costner
residuals?
Vehicle. Exactly. That's another monies that you're keeping from us. That's why. That's
shit.
Where you're getting all this money for these new Chicago shirts.
A lot of shit going on.
Lot of
anyway,
shit.
That was today's $10 shout-out.
More lies.
$10 shout-out.
Right now, we're going through a little bit of someone lying to us, maybe possibly stealing from the company with no care for you or myself, Mole. And, but you know what? But I know one thing. I'm going to be happy in a few minutes because in a few minutes we're going to open up some of the best Thai food in the town.
Oh, are you talking about What the Huck Thai food?
For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. Now, Perry, you like food, don't you?
I like Thai food. Yes, I do.
What's your favorite part about it to have?
What are you talking about?
Spicy.
Some, yeah, some of it.
What's the number?
323-654-7952.
That's What the Huck. What's the number?
3-2-3-6-5-4-7-9-5-2.
Say it in English.
He's supposed to say it in Spanish.
Oh, senor.
So, once again, for the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck.
What? I don't know how to say speak Spanish.
I know, but dude, how you do it? You do it really good.
Say what in Spanish?
Talk about the Thai food.
It's good. It's good
but
stuff.
But in Spanish, it's Spanish.
I don't say it in Spanish.
Now you do it. Your phone just lit up.
Oh, did it? Oh, okay. Well, then send
the phone line?
Yeah, why don't you send that call through then?
Well, tell them all they can go straight to... Hello!
Oh. Hey, Mr. Adams, how are you?
Mr. Adams, hey, Mr. Adams.
Tell who the...
Everything
yes,
okay
yes,
with you, Mr.
Course,
Adams?
Of course, everything's all right. If by everything you mean nothing...
What's going on there, man?
I'll tell you what's wrong. It's these damnable Summer Olympic Games. They have rendered my sweet little London town into a cesspool of athletic sweat and tears.
Now that's
and
just...
I was not invited into the athletic village to share them.
Oh, no, you can't. That's just for the athletes, Mr.
Yes,
Adams.
Well, I'll teach them a thing or two about sweating it out in a steam room. Yes, yes. Are you at the Olympics, Mr. Adams? I am, Walter.
He's watching it.
It is horrible.
He's watching it on TV.
There was that opening by the young Danny Boyle, making our entire history look like the worst Cirque du Soleil act in years. But then, get this, my flat looks out on the men's volleyball field. Lovely, yes. But I invited some friends over, and now I'm forced to wear pantaloons all the livelong day.
Oh, who's there today?
At your party. Oh, it's just myself and some British compatriots. Cliff Richards is here, Sade's brother Philip, Sir Earl Grey, Lord and Lady Grantham, Albus Dumbledore, Dame Judi Dench, a couple odd members of Bananya Ramya, and our little Kenny Branagh.
That's nice.
The, you know, the huge gang of chums. Why weren't we invited? Well, you should have been invited. Clearly, it was an oversight. Truthfully, I would love to get Perry together with my friend Georgie Michael for 3 minutes and meet heaven.
Shut
How's
up.
That sound?
That would be cool.
I think you'd like that.
Sorry.
Boom closet.
Georgie like Michael and see
well,
how that
listen,
sound.
This has all been fun, but I really must dash. I'm running low on dip and poppers. But first, a joke. I knew it was going to be joke time. Do
Are you
it.
Ready?
Yep.
How do you know when Kenny Branagh has been to your Olympic party?
Who has?
Kenny Branagh. Fine. How do you know? I'll tell you how you know. He's still there. And the dog has been buggered.
Oh, harsh. That's harsh.
Indeed, yes. Yes, indeed it is. I despise thespians. Happy games, all.
Happy games. See you, Mr. Adams. See you later. That was John Quincy Adams. He was the producer of the movie Windy City Heat. And
one of.
I really don't know why he calls here.
Why don't we go to see the Olympics with him? Why does he call here? He's having a party. Seems like he'd have more stuff to do.
Anyway.
He's pissed.
All right, I see.
Why
by the
is he
clock,
so pissed, you think?
Because they wouldn't allow him over there in England, where he's from.
Okay, Perry, I see by the clock on the wall, we got to wrap things up and we got to do it quick. So let's get to what I consider the best thing we do here. And when I say I consider, so do the critics, so do the fans. It's time once again for a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. And this is where Mole finds a subject. The subject can be about anything, whether it's in the news, whether it's something that happened on the show. What do you want to interrupt?
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
I'll play Mole Play as long as it's not a gay Mole Play.
Well, maybe you're being typecast. Anyway, Mole will set up a scenario. He'll cast the scene. He'll direct the scene. The only thing we need to know right now is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
We're going to be doing a gay Mole Play?
Only happy gay, because if it's a faggot gay, I'm not playing the game.
All right. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking you way back to Hollywood Town, first stage of the hottest game show in town. It's the Newlywed Game. I'm your host, Bob Eubanks, and here's today's guest, Frank DiGiuliano.
That's you, Scaremaster.
With Al Gabota.
That's you, Dan.
What?
Playing against Antonio Alcorsi.
That's you, Scaremaster.
And Rudolph Valentino. That's you, Dan. Let's start the game right now. Antonio Alcorsi. Earlier we asked Rudolph Valentino where your favorite place to make whoopee was. What do you think he told us, Antonio?
My favorite place to make a whoopee was inside a woman's vagina.
Oh, let's take a look at what you say, Rudolph Valentino.
Mamma mia, what a dumb fuck you are! You're the dumbest fuck I've ever talked to in my entire life! Mamma mia!
What did you answer there, Rudolph Valentino?
Okay, what do you like best to make the whoopee? He likes it in his fucking ass! He loves to get the cock in the ass!
Okay, let's see how our next people did.
What?
Okay, let's see how our next couple did.
Oh, God. Help.
Frank DiGiuliano, earlier we asked Al Gabota where your favorite place to make whoopee is. Where do you think he told us, Frank?
Inside a fucking bed, asshole.
And then what'd you say, Al?
I'm an asshole, you fucking slimy little ball bag of shit. You were the guy that makes Italians look bad. You know that.
What'd you say, Al? What's the card say? Hold up the card.
The card? Says, yeah. The fucking card?
What'd you say he likes to make whoopee?
Hey, Eubanks, don't talk to me that way. He likes a fucking cock in the mouth, rammed down his fucking throat. He loves that. Oh, yeah. When he's fitting me for trousers, he loves me to pull out my cock, take the back of his freaking head, slam my fucking cock down his throat.
You got the wrong guy here.
Okay, so listen, let's take a look at our scores. We still have a 0-0 score, and it's time to play Fast Money. And we're going to see who wins the beautiful Amana radar range. In the next 10 seconds, let's see which couple can bang each other's taint harder.
Oh, God. It ain't gonna happen.
Fast money. Bang that taint.
It ain't gonna happen.
But mamma mia, let me try to smack your balls. Your balls, I need a smack and I need the refrigerator. No.
Go on, try it, you fucking pile of shit. You little fucker. fucking bull smack.
And they kiss, and they kiss, and they kiss.
Get out of here.
And that's MoPlay.
MoPlay, MoPlay, let's play MoPlay. MoPlay, MoPlay, let's play MoPlay. MoPlay!
Terrible.
Yeah, man, she did kind of turn it gay at the end with the tank pat punch and stuff.
Here's
yeah, where's the money? Where's the money?
Here's the guy that
where's the money,
you off.
A lying son of a bitch?
But I'm lying.
Yeah.
What did he lie about? He made $100.
You're so the guy.
You're the yeah, guy that put $973.98.
He only gave me $100.
Yeah, but so where'd that money come from?
What are you talking about?
Where'd the other money come
what
from?
What other money?
$973.98.
How does he know?
But where did it come from?
Because he just got a letter.
The letter could be a lie.
Not
could
a lie,
be,
though.
But it's not.
It's a lie.
Where's your bank?
How do you know?
Where's your bank?
What?
Chase Bank.
There's Chases everywhere.
Right.
Oh, Christ. I'm not revealing personal information. It's none
just,
of your business.
Well,
it is time
your
to say goodbye.
Your social.
We got to get out of here. If you want to visit us on the social networks, you can get in touch with me on my Twitter account at SimplyDon1. Tell people to follow me, for God's sake. Also on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Perry is on
Perry F. Caravello.
And that's
K-A-R-V-E-L-L-O. I have three Facebook accounts.
Okay.
Perry F. Caravello are two accounts.
K-A-R.
C-A-R-A-V is in Victor E-L-L-O. There's two different photos for two different accounts.
Okay, why? Who
name.
Gives a shit? You
then
delete account everybody
on,
anyway.
Facebook is at P. Caravello.
You delete everybody as it is. What does it matter? Also,
Twitter, Scary Perry 818.
And you are at?
I'm at this Hollywood secret location.
No. But I mean on Facebook. You're at Walter Molinsky. And then you are on?
Mole something, draw something.
Okay, so you go there. Well, let's put her there, guys.
Big three!
Goodbye.